You're listening to Bryce Mills and Ebony Boadu on Triple J.
Bryce and Ebony on Triple J Breakfast, joined by big-time actor and official zaddy, David Harbour.
Officially.
The new Marvel movie, Black Widow.
Who's officiating that? Who's the actual? I want to know who the judges are.
I suppose we've just done it here.
Oh, we talked to the judges too, man.
There's actually, to the press.
There's a big committee. They meet twice a year. It's very serious. Yeah.
But I wanted to ask you, David, now that you're in the Marvel Extended Universe, are you going to be coming back to this world? Are you going to be taking on, you know, some more good or bad guys?
Oh, man, I wish I could tell you. And the reason why I wish I could tell you is because then they probably would have told me. I don't know. Nobody knows. I mean, Kevin Feige knows. I think a couple other people know. But they're very tight-lipped. But we will see. I mean, there clearly is potential.
Totally.
And if people like the character, that helps. And, you know, we will see. But I would love to come back.
Yeah,
well, you know,
fingers crossed.
I have no idea.
You got to, you know, just see how it goes. Well, look, we're at Triple J. We play a lot of music, kind of like a big music station. And someone who we've certainly played a ton of is actually a pretty important person in your life, Lily Allen. Look, we're huge fans here. And I wonder, is it one of those things where, like you said, you kind of want to leave work and home separate. But do you guys talk about, like, does she have any thoughts on the looks or watches the movies or goes, hey, you should push harder to get that suit back home? Like,
yeah,
you know,
bring that home.
Come on.
Yeah, we actually met when I was shooting that movie.
Uh-huh.
And so, yeah, like, you know, during our early romance phase, I would take you know, cool pictures of myself in that suit. It's a good courtship thing. So yeah, I mean, it's funny though. It's like, you know, you love someone, and work is just a very different arena. You know what I mean? Although I do love her music, and it's funny to talk about Australia, like, because I've never been to Australia. I'm dying to go, but she says that you guys are really big fans of her stuff there, and I was so pleased to hear. I love her music, but
yeah,
she says Australia's a big market.
There's a few international artists that we just kind of decide to adopt, like,
absolutely,
kind of thing.
Yeah.
We've got comedians, musicians that we're just like, yeah, they're pretty much Australian.
Yeah, Lily's
kind of
on
thing.
The list, and we can throw you on there too if you want, David.
Oh, that'd nice. I'll take it, man. I'll take it.
Yeah. We'll talk to the Zaddy Committee, and then we'll talk to the Australia Citizenship Committee, and we'll
sort
it out.
Sorted. Real quick.
I hope they're the same committee, because I feel like I'd be in.
Before we let you get out of here, now look, we don't want to be annoying. We're not going to bang on about Stranger Things exclusive. We're not going to ask you.
Yeah, we know you got like, you know, contracts, and we're not
totally
one of those clickbait, you know, tabloid. What is it? The media. What
the
about
gossip
the
gossip mags?
We're not the lame stream media.
But just real quick, can you confirm that things get strange in the upcoming season?
Just
they get
that's
stranger.
Oh.
They get stranger and stranger. The things do
huge exclusive.
Yeah, it's a really good season. I mean, it's funny. You know, I've done some interviews and stuff, and you just can't say anything. There's so many things I could say. We're shooting it right now. We're finishing up. It's just a great season. You're going to, like, love it. I can't wait for people to see it. Hopper gets all this new dimension this season. I mean, he's like a prisoner. We really see this warrior that he was. We go a little bit into his backstory, too, things that we haven't uncovered yet. And it's a big, big season. We're a lot bigger now, but the scripts get better and better. Yeah, it's a dynamite show, and this season delivers.
You're with Bryce and Ebony on Triple J Breakfast.